So there's Pentagon speak, and then there's real English, American English. And with all due respect to General Buchanan, we sympathize with him. He has a very tough job.
Yeah.
He has a very long experience in Iraq, but he's got to put a positive spin on the end of combat operations and the improvement of the situation. There's a security situation.
That's his job.
There.
That is literally his
job. He cannot say when troops are coming home.
Absolutely.
And between the lines, we wanted to get a sense of how we might decipher what General Buchanan said just a moment ago on the program. So we asked Caitlin Waters, who's been on the program a few times before, whose husband Mark Waters is serving in Baghdad, has been there since the summer. She's a political science major at the University of Southern Mississippi, on the line from her home in Mississippi. Caitlin, first of all, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. Again, I listened carefully to General Buchanan, and my first question to you is, how does it feel to have the future of your family really dependent on an Iraqi military and an Iraqi set of institutions that seem to be growing more and more dependent on having your husband and his colleagues there in Iraq?
Well, to be honest, John, we have always been a military-minded family, and we understand that when duty calls, we answer, and that means that we have to go back to Iraq to help them, and that's something that we completely understand. Granted, we don't want to because Mark's ready to come home. He doesn't want to go back, but we understand that when America calls and we need you somewhere, we say, yes, we're here, and he goes.
But did you hear General Buchanan answering your question about this dependency? I mean, it really felt to me like the tail is wagging the dog here, that it's Iraq that's calling the shots on determining their competency and their ability to take over security operations, even running their own government. And I'd hate to have one of my loved ones hanging around waiting for the Iraqis to figure out how to get their act together.
Well, definitely. I don't like seeing my husband having to wait in the whims of a foreign government being able to say, I can stand on my own two feet. But at the same time, if you don't allow that country to be able to say, I can do this on my own, then when will they be able to do that? And so I completely understand at certain points what, you know, Brigadier General said. And there were times I was like, okay. And so
What were those times when you were saying, okay?
When he was saying about the economic stability, my husband has talked to a lot of shopkeepers, and they're really worried that when the troops do pull out, they understand that there are different countries that might be there, but troop-wise, but they are worried that when they do leave, that Al-Qaeda might come in and try to recruit them to come work for them, and their form of recruitment is not something that they want. And so it's getting a lot harder because they've also said, you know, there's news moving around that, you know, some of the Awakening Council members who have been stripped of their duties have rejoined Al-Qaeda. And so that's what some of these shopkeepers are really kind of worried about at this point.
So that raises the prospect that, I mean, it's already taken 8 months for them to get their government together. And again, the faces in this new government are just the old faces. If, as you say, people are being recruited back into Al-Qaeda, into a sort of a new insurgency, a reduction in stability with the U.S. pulling out would mean that your husband would come home to observe everything that he'd worked so hard to build crumble in Baghdad. Now, how would that feel?
I think it would be very heartbreaking for my husband because he has, you know, he's become friends with some of the Iraqi people there, and he would, I mean, it would really sadden him to see that happen. I know he's worked very hard with some of the guys that he works with. I know they've worked very hard to help stabilize it.
I don't want to sound like a flaming lefty here, Caitlin, but, you know, my kids, most of their lives now, America's had two wars going. And for most of this show, we would talk with families like yourself who would describe the war in Afghanistan as being the forgotten war that Americans need to recall is going on. Now it seems as though your family has taken that position, that Iraq is sort of the forgotten war. I mean, to have two wars going and to have a forgotten war seems to me a level of history that we really haven't experienced in the United States. How do you feel? Is Iraq the forgotten war in your view in America right now?
Personally, I believe that it is because it was funny the other day. I'll give this little quick story. The other day I was at Walmart and some lady, I had one of my deployed T-shirts on, and one lady asked me, is your husband deployed? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, where is he at? I said, he's in Iraq. And he goes, oh, they're still there? And
Caitlin, you think that's a funny story?
No, it's not. It's a very sad story to me.
Yeah.
And it, oh, that was like, really? I was like, there's still 50,000 troops that are there. And she's like, oh.
And this is a, I mean, are you on base down there? I mean, where you're living? I mean, is this a military town where you are in Mississippi?
Well, it's a military town in the aspect that I live 45 miles from the nearest base. But there are a lot of people who live off post because there's, like, not a lot of housing on post here. So a lot of the people who live around post live off. And so we completely, there is a lot of military families here, and there is also a lot of non-military families here who are not conversed with.
So to have someone in that community, you know, which is sort of familiar with the military installations all around, to even say that, oh, we're still in Iraq, is just an indication of Americans' short-term memory loss on some of these foreign conflicts, wouldn't you say?
Very much so, sir.
So what are we going to do about that?
Well, it's hard to really, people are more focused, I think, at one time of, they're used to having only just one war at a time. So I think it's hard for people to grasp, you know, once the media came out and said that, oh, you know, we're bringing troops home, it's the end of combat operations, is when a lot of people thought, oh, well, that's the end of the war. They're all coming home. I mean, I had people call me and were like, is Mark coming home early? I was like, no, he's still there. And so a lot of people thought that once they said, well, combat operations are over, that everybody was gone.
Well, Caitlin Waters, I got one, and I know Celeste shares this, one wish for you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, and you guys too.
Caitlin Waters, her husband Mark Waters, is serving in Baghdad. Even though combat operations are over, she has no idea when he's coming home. Happy Thanksgiving, Caitlin.
Thank you. You too.